Happy Tuesday! Today, I am so excited to talk about this topic because it is something that I have found incredibly difficult in my life. I really feel that setting that boundary of closing your laptop at the end of the day and not thinking about all the things you didn't get to can be so hard. You end up thinking about all those things you so desperately wanted to tick off the list and didn't get to. And the result of this is that we are just, if you're anything like me, unable to really engage in what is happening with whatever you're doing now that you've closed the laptop, whether it be with spending time with your children, you're snappy and impatient. You end up working when you should be spending time with your partner, or even when you should be going to bed and getting a good night's sleep. What is happening here, and how can we change this habit that we've got into of feeling pulled to our laptops, feeling like we need to be getting the to-do list ticked off, and not being able to take our mind off it, even though we have closed the screen away and we are now doing something else. That is what we're going to be talking about today. I hope you find this useful. I certainly have had to work hard at it, but I'm getting much, much better as I do the work. Are you overwhelmed by the juggle of trying to fit it all in? Do you long to be more present, but you just find yourself reacting to life rather than being in control of it? Are you desperate for some me time in amongst the chaos? I'm Charlotte, a personal trainer, coach, mum, and wife who works because I love my job. I was living the absolutely chaotic life of working full-time, managing the emotional and mental load, trying to meet everyone's needs while completely forgetting about my own. And I finally realized that if I was going to enjoy my work and this journey of motherhood, I needed to set boundaries and make choices that would make me feel more in control, would make me feel healthier and happier so that I could work and mother the way that I wanted to. If you want to create a way of being that allows you to get your work done and be the mum you want to while earning an income and finding joy in your work, I'm so glad you're here. So put away that laptop, tie up your mum bun and lock the bathroom door. We're learning how to juggle. So today's episode is about how we can close that laptop even when we haven't finished all the things on our to-do list. But there's also the question about how we can get through as much as we can on our list before the time comes at the end of that day to pack up for the day. And I'm going to be looking at this in detail and giving you tools you can use to be productive and to get things done in our Take Back Your Time workshop, which is happening today at 11 a.m. SAST. I am in Cape Town in South Africa, so that's South African Standard Time. You haven't missed your chance to take part in the live workshop today if you're listening to this before 11 a.m. SAST. But if you are listening to this after the fact, you can still join our Facebook community at bit.ly/managingmumcommunity and watch the replay there. There are some really simple strategies in here that you can use to get more done, to have more time for you. I'm so excited for this workshop. I really look forward to seeing those who are already registered and who can make it there a little bit later. But for those who haven't, go and get registered at bit.ly/workshop. You can watch the replay in the Facebook group. You can join us today if you still have time. And yeah, I just can't wait. I'm so excited to share and to learn and to have some fun. I have to admit that I have found myself more times than I would really like to admit feeling irritated with my children or unfocused in a conversation, whether it be in a session with a client or outside of work in the school parking lot or even with my husband, because all I'm thinking of is the long list of things I could be ticking off my to-do list in this precious time that I'm having this conversation or spending time with my children. There is something so satisfying in ticking things off that list and in closing my laptop at the end of a day with nothing on it. And I know that I am very unsatisfied when I have to go to bed or go home at the end of the day with things still lingering. And I have seen this come up time and time again with clients. And I think that there are many reasons for this, which differ depending on various things, including our personality styles, which have an impact on the things that motivate us, the things that cause us to think and feel and behave in a certain way. I use an incredible tool called the Enneagram. Through an assessment, the Enneagram helps us to determine what our default personality style is. And as a result of that, what is it that motivates us? What is it that causes us to think and feel and behave in that certain way? We are all so different. And what I love about the Enneagram is that it doesn't box us into one particular type. And also, it's not an excuse for saying, oh, that's just the way I am, that's how I behave. It's the most wonderful kind of map for how we default to one particular style, but we also have access to all the characteristics of the other styles. This sounds, if you don't know anything about the Enneagram, perhaps a bit confusing. If you would like to learn a little bit more about it, please feel free to contact me at info@charlottehaggie.com or go and do some research on it. I love helping people through an assessment and a debrief work out what their personality styles are and how that impacts the way that they show up in the world. So if you are interested in that, I would love, love, love to help you carry out an assessment and to talk through your personality style and what that means for you. But for now, I just invite you to listen to some of the reasons why particular types find it difficult to, or might find it difficult to, close their laptops. See if you relate. Even if you don't, there are some little nuggets in here that will be useful for you today. So I recently coached a client who is a number one on the Enneagram. And just in coaching her, I thought that this would be a useful topic to bring to you because it just reminded me how often this comes up. The one is called the strict perfectionist. And the one on the Enneagram is motivated by the need to be good, because if she or he is good, they will be loved. And this particular client found it really difficult to close her laptop when there were still things to do and for her to step away from it at the end of the day and be present with her children. And this was something that she wanted to work on in that session. So we took some time to look at what was happening for her and what she wanted it to be like for her at the end of the day versus what was actually happening at the moment. For this client, as a one who wanted to be good, it is important for her that she adds value. And for her, adding value was what she did when she was at work. When she closed her laptop, the to-dos that she did at that stage that were not related to work were not in her mind as value adding as those that were on her work to-do list. I really think that this is such an interesting concept because I believe that this comes up a lot for us as working mums these days, whether we are strict perfectionists, ones on the Enneagram or not. This notion of value comes up a lot. The value that we add at home is not measurable in terms of money earned or hours worked or deadlines reached, the to-dos ticked off. The role that we play at home is this kind of relentless, ongoing, immeasurable value add that I think is quite hard for those of us who like to measure things to be able to see as value. It's hard for us to recognize where that value is when we cannot count it, we cannot measure it. And this concept of value can I think, cause us to feel incredibly anxious if we don't feel like we are meeting up to the expectations that I think it's so often the expectations that we put on ourselves rather than that come from other people. Whether we are one and need to be the good employee, or we are motivated for some by some other reason, we have these expectations, these thoughts that we need to achieve a certain amount. The three on the Enneagram, for example, the three is called the competitive achiever. And the competitive achiever's motivation is to be successful. Threes, in their minds, if they are successful, they will be loved. So you can kind of see everyone's idea of value is so different and is seen from the perspective from which we as individuals view life, from the stories that we've heard about what is valuable, what is worthwhile, what makes us lovable. So it's not always, but it is generally the story that we have in our heads that lends us to this point that we need to tick off the to-do list before we can feel comfortable enough to close the laptop and to be truly present away from it. I think that the first step is to find out what motivates us to need to tick off the things on our to-do list. Because from here, when we are aware of this, we can then choose to do something different or to think something different. When this client of mine realized that she was motivated by the need to be good, to have done things right and perfectly, when she hadn't done that, it felt uncomfortable for her to close the laptop. There was a drive, a kind of pull in her to come back to that laptop, come back to the to-do list, to do more all the time, to do it perfectly. There was this nagging little voice in her head that was telling her that she hadn't dotted the I's, she hadn't crossed the T's as she should have done. It wasn't perfect enough. For someone else, for that three, it might be that the to-do list is the only way to show that they are achieving, that they are on top of their game. For someone else, it might not be about value at all, but for instance, for a nine on the Enneagram, it might be a fear of conflict that will result if they don't get everything on their to-do list done. It might be that others might view them as incapable. It might be for a two on the Enneagram, the considerate helper, that others need them to get it all done because they depend on them. They need them to fulfill their certain needs. So the motivations behind why we struggle to close our laptops at the end of the day are different. We all have different stories in our heads. We all have different drives to get things done, to achieve, to tick things off. And yet we can all be impacted by that inability to close the laptop, to leave it closed, to shift our attention to the place or the situation that we are in away from that laptop, the people that we are with when that screen is out of view. So I invited this particular client to do something for me to help her perhaps get out of this draw to her laptop. I invited her to write a job description for her role as a mum when the laptop is closed. If you resonate with her around the feeling of value, I invite you too to imagine you were employed by someone who expected certain things of you. Well, actually, I mean, you don't really have to imagine it because we all have these little people who employ us to do certain things for us. But write a job description of your role as a mum and as one of the managers of your home. So when you close your laptop, you are moving out of the one job and into the other. As much as you add value in your paid job, you add the same, if not more so, in this job. We know this kind of in our heads, but how do we feel it in our bodies? And perhaps having that job description will help. Your children are your boss. They don't micromanage you because they actually don't know exactly all the things that you do on a day-to-day basis for you. But they expect you to get the job done. So they whine at you. They performance manage you, even if they don't micromanage you. And if we think about it, and again, we know this, but in this role, you add value that absolutely nobody else can. So this role, this job that you play, this role that you play at home, when you look at that job description, you are the only person who can meet those tasks. If you don't resonate with this client and it's not around adding value, I invite you to take the time when you feel that pull to your laptop, when you feel that pull, that difficulty in closing it at the end of the day, to stop and think about what your motivation is to get more done. There are two elements to this kind of observation. One is what we think feeling is about, which is what is going on in our heads. So often I'll say to clients, what do you feel? How are you feeling about this? What does it feel like? And it's a lot around what's going on in our head. So these are the thoughts. What are your thoughts when you struggle to close the laptop? Oh, I just need to do that one more thing or else X, Y, and Z. Or I need to get this done because it means this about me if I don't do it. Or what will so-and-so think if I don't do that? Or whatever the thoughts are that are going through your mind when you are struggling to close the laptop or when you're being drawn back to the list of to-dos. But then I also want you to take time to get to know what it actually does feel like in your body. Take the focus away from the swirling thoughts and go into your body. Is there a churning in your stomach when you have to close your laptop? Is there a knot somewhere? Does your heart race if you haven't ticked off everything on the list? When you know what it feels like, when you know the kind of physical movement in your body as a result of this need to close the laptop, see if you can work out what that emotion is. Is it fear? Is it panic? Is it guilt? Is it frustration? What is that emotion that is running through your body that is either being caused by the thoughts that are going through your head or is causing the thoughts that are going through your head? When we know what we are thinking and feeling in response to our to-do list, that awareness is the first step. That's one of the reasons I love the Enneagram. You can get to know what your motivations are so that you can understand your thinking and your feeling and how that impacts your behavior. And then when you understand these a bit more, you can choose to do things differently. You can choose to think or feel differently so that you can behave differently. And actually, when you are thinking and feeling differently, often that means you get more done. So you can choose to think like my client, I am adding value here. I have a job to do here that I need to do well and be good at, and it is worthwhile. So just in thinking that way, she feels differently about her role when she's closed the laptop. To shift out of anxiety or fear into a state of joy or gratitude, in this case, at the privilege of being a mum, at the privilege of getting to spend time with her children, at the incredible privilege of being present at their sports games. She can do that once she has started to see that she adds value. This is her job description. She's actually, if she needs to, she can have a to-do list for this job. She can tick that off. At the end of the day, she can go back and see what value she has added since she closed her laptop. If you would like to find out more about the Enneagram so you can start to see what it is that motivates you to feel this discomfort, to feel a pull to get things done, or to struggle to get things done as the day goes by, please drop me a note, info@charlottehaggie.com. I love sharing the tool of the Enneagram. I love debriefing clients on their assessments, going through the reports, helping people to understand their personality styles, the motivations, how these impact the way that you think and feel and behave. The laptop will be there tomorrow. The to-do list will go on. Even if you do manage to take all of those things off today, more will come tomorrow. So one of the ways to ensure that you don't feel too attached to this list is, as I say, get as much done in the time that you have, and then learn to think and feel differently about the list when it's time to close down for the day. If you are struggling with getting that to-do list done in that time that you have allocated, so you're getting to the end of the day and it just feels like it's so overwhelming, come and join us today. Come and join us in that Take Back Your Time workshop, 11 a.m. SAST, or join our community, bit.ly/managingmumcommunity. You can get the replay there of the Take Back Your Time workshop. Contact me to take an Enneagram assessment so that you can understand your operating system and then choose how you want to operate, rather than letting your laptop have control over your time and your life. It's time to take back our time. It's time to be present. It's time to enjoy the moments we are in, and I just can't wait to help you do that. I so hope that this episode has given you something to think about or something to help support you in this journey of working motherhood. If so, would you take 30 seconds to share it with another mum who may need some help in managing it all? I would also be thrilled if you would go to Apple Podcasts and leave a written review there. This way, I know that what I'm offering is making a difference, and this is what I long to do. I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you back here on Tuesday.